More than 800,000 homes and businesses will have their landlines and internet connections cut off this year as part of the NBN rollout. The National Broadband Network is being set up across the country, and the area where you live is either NBN ready or in the process of becoming NBN ready. And as part of the forced migration onto the NBN, home phones and standard internet connections will be disconnected, meaning households and businesses have to switch over to the NBN beforehand. Now, many don't know about the imminent cutoffs, which will take place at different times depending on where you are, about 18 months after your area is deemed NBN ready. A survey shows that more than 50% of Australians don't even know their home phone will be disconnected if they don't buy an NBN service. The NBN boss, Bill Morrow, admits it's inevitable that some people will miss the warnings about disconnections, which will affect landlines, standard internet connections, and potentially other things like fire alarms. And while it would be a huge pain if your internet and home phone is suddenly cut off, it doesn't seem like all of your problems go away once you're on the NBN anyway. We got an email today from Michael, and this is representative of many others that we've received. Michael lives in the Blue Mountains. He says he got hooked up to the NBN last August, but he's had nothing but trouble ever since. His internet repeatedly drops out, sometimes for a minute, sometimes for an hour, or sometimes, like right now, for a week at a time. His internet speeds are nowhere near as fast as the NBN should be. And what's worse, Michael's having a lot of trouble getting people to come out and fix the problems. When NBN Co. send out their technicians, Michael says they often use band-aid solutions which don't work. He's already had six technicians as no-shows. Engineers simply haven't rocked up. And he's expecting someone there today. Michael from the Blue Mountains, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Have they turned up today?
They're actually here right now.
All right. They're fixing it as we speak.
Well, we'll see, I guess.
How long have you been offline this time around?
I haven't had internet since 10 a.m. last Tuesday.
What's the explanation?
Well, they keep acknowledging that there's line faults somewhere up the street, and all the texts pretty much say the same thing. Just old corroded copper lines.
So this is because your connection is fibre to the node as opposed to fibre to the premises?
That's correct.
There's an issue between the node and your house?
That's right.
And is this something that is standalone affecting you or something that your neighbours have problems with too?
Well, I know my neighbours have had similar issues next door. He was without the internet as well for a week. I guess it's an issue that's just happening all around the place.
Who have you complained to about it?
I've spoken to my service provider. That's pretty much my only port of call when it comes to the NBN. If you try and call NBN or email them directly, they'll just flick you back to the service provider.
How does it compare to the old ADSL connection?
Well, to be honest, in my previous house, we had ADSL. It was slower, but it was reliable. It remained connected. But since moving into the Blue Mountains, the service has been slightly quicker, only marginally, but very unreliable.
Mm. And what are the internet speeds like now? I mean, I don't mean right now because you've got nothing, but in general, what, just a little bit quicker, but nowhere near as reliable?
Yeah, well, look, generally, when I do have NBN connectivity here, I'll max out at about 6 megabit per second. Mm. But I should be getting 25, between 25 and 100 at least, based on the length of copper that I've got running here.
Yeah, you wonder how many issues are out there in those copper wires between the node and the home.
Yeah, that's right. And it's just all aging copper. It's been there for decades, and most suburbs around Sydney and Australia will be experiencing the same issues.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on and telling your story, Mike.
Thank you, Ben.
Michael joining us from the Blue Mountains. So the background of the node to the home, or whether they just go to the node, is that the Labor Party, when they first introduced it, they wanted it to go all the way to the home. Then the Coalition said, no, just have it to the node, and then you'll have a separate old connection to the home. The Coalition said fibre to the premises would take 10 years. It would cost a lot more, about $90 billion compared to $50 billion. So they saved money, but the question is at what cost? And how many people are out there are experiencing major problems staying connected even though they're on the so-called NBN, the National Broadband Network?